can we be present to challenging emotions, both our own and those of our clients? In this audio, Anna Chitty offers a practice that allows us to both be with an experience and give it space at the same time.
We have something we call practitioner skills, and that's a big part of how we cultivate the capacity to be with what's happening right now and not rejecting that and fantasizing about something else. And practitioner skill number one is the skill of centering and grounding. And very simply, that we allow the settling to happen. So I could take you through a practice. Would that be useful?
Yes, yeah? Absolutely.
Okay, so just simply, you know, that you can feel your seat sitting in the chair, wherever you are, and you can notice particulars about that, which would be, is it more weight on the right or the left, or is it even? And you're just feeling how your seat is making contact with the chair or the floor or the ground. And you can also feel how the ground comes up to meet you so that you're actually supported by the ground, and then you can just allow gravity to take you to the contact with the ground and the weight of your seat. And the more specific you get about the sensations, the more mindfulness comes in and the more prefrontal cortex gets activated, which is a good thing. And that brings us into the present, into the now. So you might just start to feel how you start to actually sink into the seat, and then that's the ground element, and then you can actually let your eyes look around and just find something they enjoy seeing. Maybe it's a tree or a picture or the sky, whatever, and you just let yourself notice what it is you're enjoying about that. Is it the color, the shape, the light and dark, the movement? And just letting that appreciation happen and seeing if you can also then loop back to noticing your seat. So you're feeling your seat, which is a sense of feeling, sensation, and you're also seeing at the same time. And when you can go back and forth between feeling and seeing, sensing, and it starts to bring about over time the practice a capacity of seeing and feeling simultaneously. And the seeing helps keep you oriented to now, and then that allows you to orient to what you're feeling. And one of the keys with really being with something, say it's a difficult feeling in your heart, is we either get too close to it and we get lost in it and overwhelmed by it, or we get too distant from it to be able to really engage its wisdom. So when we're sitting with kind of a balance between sensing and seeing, for example, and this is just one of many possibilities, in the balance between the two, or the wholeness of the both, we begin to actually be able to have a way to be with something difficult with space and with engagement, with contact. So we can be in contact with our experience at the same time that we're giving it space. So the feeling, the seat, helps us learn how to come into contact with our experience just because it's neutral. And then the seeing outside helps hold the balance of space. And then within that, we can start to contact something like a place in the heart that feels sensitive or whatever it is, or a place in the belly that's gripping, or, and we can hold it with a certain kind of contact and space.